Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. Today we're exploring something that often gets left behind once we become adults. Play. Not play for our children or structured therapy-based play, but genuine, light-hearted play. The kind that makes us feel alive, curious, and connected. Dr. Stuart Brown describes play as biological, as vital to our development and well-being as sleep or nutrition. Play isn't a luxury or a waste of time. It's wired into us for a reason. When we engage in play, the brain's reward centers light up. Stress hormones like cortisol decrease, and oxytocin, the bonding hormone, increases. In other words, play is nature's built-in mechanism for helping us regulate, connect, and restore. And it's not just for children. Our adult brains need play too, to keep us flexible, resilient, and emotionally connected to the people around us. So why does this matter for us as parents? Because play and connection are inseparable. As Gabor Mate reminds us, playfulness can only exist when we feel safe. When our nervous system is calm enough to relax, to explore, to laugh, that's when connection becomes possible. In a world that constantly pushes us to be productive, efficient, and serious, we've slowly lost permission to be playful. But playfulness is actually a form of regulation. It's a natural, embodied way to calm our system. When we're playful, we reconnect to parts of ourselves that are light, spontaneous, and creative. Parts that often get buried under the weight of responsibility. Play doesn't just benefit our children. It helps us feel emotionally safe, grounded, and more open to connection. It's not always easy. There's the tiredness that comes from constant caregiving and the mental load of planning and worrying. We may feel self-conscious or even guilty for taking time to do something just for fun. But this is where compassion comes in. As Gabor Mate often says, compassionate inquiry begins with ourselves. What would it look like to meet ourselves with compassion for how hard things can be and still allow in small moments of lightness? Let's take this idea of play and make it simple. Model it. Let your child see you being playful, maybe dancing in the kitchen, joking with your partner, or talking in a silly voice to your pet. It shows them that joy and lightness are safe. Find your kind of play. For some, it's physical play, like swimming or cycling. For others, it's imaginative play. Daydreaming, writing, crafting, or storytelling. and for many, it's rhythmic or musical play. Playfulness helps us regulate emotions, build resilience, and create positive memories, even in challenging seasons. It reminds us that life isn't only about coping, it's also about feeling alive. It's about connecting in to the joy that exists alongside the struggle. If you'd like to stay connected or receive podcast updates, you can visit diversewellbeing.ie and join our mailing list. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.